WCCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A fourth night of anti-ICE protests in L.A. as President Trump calls up the Marines. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Protests were largely peaceful, the LAPD having control until the evening when conditions here picked up. About 50 people, according to police, were arrested.
Health Secretary Kennedy's removed all of the CDC vaccine advisors from an expert panel. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Experts have warned that Kennedy could use his role not to ban vaccines outright, but use bureaucracy to make them harder to access or trust.
Officials in southeastern Austria say 9 people were killed, including students, when someone fired shots inside a high school. They say the suspect is also dead. A police spokesperson through an interpreter.
We can say the situation is now under control and there's no further danger to the public.
No word on the motive. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding and thousands of service workers in about 24 states that sued in April. Joanne Krulatz has the details.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
And a Wisconsin-based global company shows its pride this June with a fundraiser for Trevor Project. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Schreiber Foods put foot to pavement Friday in celebration of Pride Month with the Peak Beyond 35 run through the streets of downtown Green Bay. Joyce Gao, co-chair of the company's Pride Business Resource Group, said the event has special meaning.
And the name Peak Beyond 35 refers to a fear that some folks in the LGBTQ community have that they may not live beyond the age of 35. And so we're here to show them through funding of supportive nonprofits and through putting ourselves through something that's physically challenging that we believe that they can peak beyond the age of 35.
The Peak Beyond 35 run raised money for the Trevor Project, a nonprofit providing crisis support and peer support to LGBTQ plus youth. Schreiber Foods is a global company operating in 40 countries, headquartered in downtown Green Bay.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game 2 of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a 2-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the 5th.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You got to go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day mini camp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 53. Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn and saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
I'll be slinging drinks at a charity bartending event, but don't worry, you'll be in good hands with special host Angela Lang, joined by Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
At 7:06, it's nice to have you back here up north on this Tuesday morning, June 10th. Coming up later this hour, we will discuss the Medicaid cuts contained in President Trump's big bloated budget bill. Yes, they are cuts. We'll hear from the Wisconsin Medicaid director with one example of many to keep in mind when people tell you, well, there's no cuts in there. Let's connect some dots, shall we? So we'll be talking about that coming up in just a little bit. Dan Hagen from Newswatch 12 WJFW is with us. We're going to talk about silent sports around some lakes up north and contrast that with a story we talked about last week about banning wake boats, you know, the kind that can kick up really big waves and possibly do damage. But now those bans are going to be tied up in lawsuits. And so we'll talk a bit about that with Dan coming up. But first, meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here as well to talk to us about a day that might be the best one of the week weather-wise. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Unless you want to be out playing in the rain all the time, but assuming most of us would like at least one day off from the rain, this might be it.
This is going to be it. Today's the day. We've got a high pressure system down to the south that is slowly building in. So we're seeing some sunshine already across the state line south. More and more sun will work its way north as we go through this afternoon. I think the place where the clouds might hang on the longest is going to be in the Fox Valley, but by this evening, they will clear on out of here. We're not looking at any rain in the forecast today. It should stay dry. Again, this high pressure system building in. Now, it does want to hang on a little bit for a lot of the state tomorrow, but then we've got another front pushing through and another low pressure system right behind it. That, of course, is going to bring some more showers and storms late tomorrow night, overnight and into our Thursday. Of course, that starts the unsettled pattern where you have chances for more showers on Friday and even lingering a little bit into Saturday too. And as that rain and that cloud cover moves in, it's going to drop our high temperatures. So today we're going to go to the low to mid 70s all across the state, maybe even near 80 far west by the Mississippi, and then some mid 60s far northeast, mostly sunny for a big chunk of us. And of course, the last light of sun sunsets, oh my gosh, 9:22, we're hanging on to that last light. So much, much longer days. And then, of course, tomorrow, very warm. We're going into the mid-80s far south to mid-70s far north. So nice and comfortable.
Very comfortable indeed. Rob says, good morning from Tigerton. Partly cloudy, 55 degrees, just over a half inch of rain yesterday. Hoping for sunshine today so I can be doing my lawn mowing jobs in Wittenberg. He said, yesterday, the weather felt like October, cool and rainy. I actually wore a hoodie to my dentist appointment yesterday. It was very comfortable most of the time. We played a little Sammy Davis Jr. last segment, and he said 1972 was famous not just for Candyman, but his appearance on All in the Family when he kissed Archie Bunker on the cheek. That was, again, just this groundbreaking moment in TV, which sounds really quaint now, but it was a very big deal back then. I wanted to ask you as well, Brittany, before we get to the Scani Summer Text to Win keyword, whether you're in the coffee club of morning beverage drinkers, Mountain Dew, water, energy drinks, something else. What do you got?
Sure. I'm a coffee, 100%. Now, okay. I never used to always be that way. It's probably only the last 4 to 5 years I started that. So it used to be some sort of caffeine, like a soda or an energy drink. Now I've switched to coffee.
Okay. I discovered something just a few minutes ago that actually works better than caffeine to really get you jolted, get the blood flowing. And that's when you're about to give the Scani Summer Text to Win keyword, and you have doubts over whether you have the right keyword or not.
Oh, boy.
Because I looked over on another screen, and I saw a different word. I was like, no, we all use the same word. And so I'm quickly looking and going, no, this is the right word. And then I realized I was looking at yesterday's word on the screen for a different show. So, but I'm awake now.
Yes, you are.
Definitely awake. Didn't need the coffee for that. Rob says, diet sun drop. Well, of course, because it was sun drop days. Last weekend in Shawano County, wasn't it? So there you go. So thank you, Brittany. We'll check in next hour. And in the meantime, I'm going to let my heart settle a little bit and tell you more about this hour's keyword. I'm serious, man. It's just like you don't want that note of you put the wrong one up. Here we go. It's time for our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Statewide, 4 times a day, you can win $100 cash or Brewers tickets, depending on which drawing, which hour. And every entry puts you in the drawing for a getaway for the weekend in Wisconsin Dells or Door County. Some gas money to get you there. There's a different keyword each time. I sure learned that today. If you don't have the app, download it in the usual places, Apple, Google, wherever. And then you have to go to one of the stations on the app. Use the text button and text us this keyword, and this is the correct word for this hour, TAN, T-A-N, TAN, for $100. $100 is this hour's prize. TAN is this hour's keyword. You have until the end of the hour to text it, and then you can play again at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 4 p.m., different keywords each time. So again, for this hour, by the end of the hour, use that Civic Media app and text us the word TAN, T-A-N, for $100. Let's see. Tony says, Dr. Pepper needs to be mentioned. I don't drink as much now, but I used to drink a lot. I have to say, I don't know the difference between all the artificial sweeteners and things. I definitely am not I'm no longer a Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi fan, any of the diet sodas. But this trend of zero sugar ones, Dr. Pepper, zero sugar. There's Barks, zero sugar. And then the one I drink most often is Coke Zero Sugar. I don't know which one is different, but I am worried a bit, Parker and Dan, that maybe I'm going to glow as much as Alicia does for that 4 liters of Mountain Dew a day.
You know, that aspartame. The aspartame, I've heard bad things about it, but then you read more and it's like, oh, you have to drink 7 Mountain Dews every single day for it to actually be bad for you. Okay. So I'm just a coffee drinker. I just, you know.
Oh, I know, but there's plenty of artificial sweetener in my coffee too. I mean, again, Parker, what's the one thing I don't want my coffee tasting like?
Coffee.
The coffee. Correct answer is coffee.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Flavor that baby up, you know.
All right, Pat, yeah. What do you put in that thing then? Let's get it.
My favorite is the peppermint mocha one. From Coffee Mate or whatever, which used to be just a Christmas thing, but apparently enough of us with, you know, a sweet tooth, they now sell it all year long. So there's usually a little peppermint mocha.
All right, so what I do is I do whole milk and I do some maple syrup, you know, keep it standard.
Maple syrup in the coffee.
Maple syrup.
Good. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I like that.
Dan Hagen with us from WJFW Newswatch 12, and when we were talking about stories that he's been covering or following up in the Rhinelander area, there's one that kind of ties in from a story we talked about last week from up in Burnett County, where two different landowners, out-of-state landowners on a lake up there, have sued because the local, I think, town board up there put in place a ban on these wake boats. These boats that are modified to give you an extra big wake that you can basically, you know, surf on, put your boogie board on there, whatever the case. And they're trying to sue to get it thrown out. Quite conversely, Mr. Hagen, you're covering a story about, I guess I didn't even think to appreciate this. Up in your neck of the woods, there are things that are classified as non-motorized lakes and trying to encourage more of what are called silent sports around those areas.
Yeah, that's right. So this couple from Sheboygan County were vacationing in the Northwoods for a long time. They bought a place in the 90s on a non-motorized lake. They didn't even realize it was a non-motorized lake until they had the property in their hands. The last name is Strube, and they've been here so long, and they've appreciated the silence so much, the serenity of it all, that they've started a natural wonder fund through the Rhinelander Community Foundation. And what they're trying to do is promote more silent sport activities. And what they're doing with this fund is they're connecting donors to investments in silent sports. This could be a bike trail. It could be a disc golf course. It could be just some infrastructure for a park. So it's just a way to kind of bolster silent sports, because there's a lot of investment in the motorized sports. I'm not an ATV or a UTVer. I hear it's fun. I'm more of a silent sports person myself. So it's just kind of cool to see, because Rhinelander could use more of this investment.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it takes all kinds. And in fact, funny that you say that. I realized I saw a headline and I hadn't called it up yet. The new tourism numbers are out. This always throws me, because National Tourism Day is like right before Memorial Day. And every year we do the story, and we have to always say in the story, the new tourism figures are not out yet. And then a couple of weeks later, they're out. So yes, in fact, here they are. The governor's office put out that, along with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, that Wisconsin's tourism industry saw its third consecutive record-breaking year of economic impact, garnering $25.8 billion in total economic impact, or about $70 million a day. And again, all kinds. You need all of it out there. There will be disagreements over what you can do where. But, I mean, especially up where you are, the diversity of activities is what's giving us that $70 million a day impact. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, fishing is a big part of that. We got to keep our waterways clean. And, you know, Vilas County, if you've ever been up there, Pat, they have this thing called the Heart of the Vilas Bike Trail, and it connects St. Germain all the way to Mercer on these paved bike paths. It's really like some of the best bike paths in the country, and it's underutilized.
I love the expansion of bike paths. It was really cool here when an old rail line was paved and became part of the old Abe Trail running up along the Chippewa River here. But getting back to the Strubes, who are putting together that fund, again, mm-hmm. the Natural Wonder Fund, right? Yeah, Natural yep. Wonder Fund. And it's part of the Rhinelander Community Foundation. So if you want to learn more about it, go to RhinelanderCommunityFoundation.com. Nothing tricky about that. RhinelanderCommunityFoundation.com. And that's how you can learn a bit more about that. Although I'm sure I mentioned Burnett County. I'm sure there are other lakes up around your area that where these wake boats are, and people hear about these bans and are wondering, hey, wait a minute, can I get one of those bans on my lake? I'm sure there's disagreements in some spots.
Yeah, I've been to some listening sessions from our local legislators, Senator Mary Felskowski and Representative Rob Swearingen, and it is like the most controversial topic. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what time of year it is. Just lately, it's been a lot of people harping on that, because they've been trying to get some regulations on it, but there's been really no agreement in the legislature. So I know a lot of people are passionate about it on both sides. And it seems like it can be really damaging to a lake if it's a small lake.
Oh, yes. And so, again, a time and a place for everything. And there certainly are lakes that are capable of handling, you know, these, you know, wakes of this size. But it's not just that the wakes affect you going, let's say, left and right, but also going down. And if you're in a shallow lake, you know, it also affects the lake bottom, which stirs up things. And so... You know, again, we just want all things in moderation. When you have that diversity of activities, you make for a beautiful place to play, even a beautiful place to live. Dan Hagen does, and that's why he's doing the news up in Rhinelander at WJFW NewsWatch 12. Thanks for sticking around a bit and telling us about the work to promote silent sports out there.
Always good to be here, Patrick.
All right, Daniel. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.
Yeah.
All right. Sports right now at 7:19. Not a stellar performance by the Brewers, scoring only one run. Atlanta scored seven. I believe that means they won. Yes, they did. 7-1. They'll do game two of the series tonight in Atlanta. Once again, coverage begins at 6:05 across the Civic Media Radio Network, where we do things here in the mornings, powered by Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Summer,
summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning, everyone. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:23 here on Tuesday morning, June the 10th of 2025. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau here at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 55 degrees is the temperature. Today looking like a pretty nice day. We have some patchy smoke early, but also mostly cloudy skies. Ultimately, 74 degrees, the expected high temperature today. We'll keep you up to speed on the weather and everything else going on here in central Wisconsin this morning. Along with me is my in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Wanted to remind folks that later on today, I will be heading west over to Augusta, as we will have live baseball coverage with trips to the state tournament on the line for teams around the state of Wisconsin, and the Marathon High School baseball team needing two wins today to punch their ticket back to state. They will be taking on Elk Mound in a sectional semifinal in Division III at 1 p.m., and then with a victory, they would advance to the sectional final at 4, and we will have the game at 1 o'clock, and hopefully a game at 4 o'clock as well, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I will be heading off once we're done here, just after 9 o'clock. Be back on the air at 12:50 for the pregame and 1 o'clock for the first pitch. So again, Marathon against Elk Mound, Division III baseball sectional semifinal today. And then, of course, if they win, we'll be back on the air at 4 o'clock for the sectional championship game. And then if they win that one, they move on to the state tournament over at Fox City Stadium next week.
Very nice.
Some other area teams also trying to punch their tickets to state. D.C. Everest in Division I is participating in a sectional in Stevens Point at Bucco Park. Evergreens at 1 o'clock will take on Eau Claire North. Mosinee is in Division II, and they will be taking on Medford in a game that will be played at Athletic Park in Merrill today. That game will get underway at 10 a.m. Also, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood is in action in Division III. They will be at a sectional in Chilton. Their semifinal will be against Oconto at 10 a.m. And Edgar is in a Division IV baseball sectional today. And they will be in Athens for their sectional tournament. Their first game will be against Rib Lake at 1 p.m. And a win as well will move them on to a sectional final at 4 p.m. as well. So, again, lots of big games in high school baseball, but hopefully you can join us at 12:50 for our coverage of Marathon Baseball against Elk Mound in Division III sectional play. Again, 12:50 airtime, 1 p.m. first pitch right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also wanted to mention, because your dad is down in Madison, right?
He is. Yep. He and the Wausau East golf team are competing in the second day of the state golf tournament in Madison. And last time he was sharing the scores with me and my family, and they were in the middle. I believe they were actually tied for seventh with two other teams.
Yep, you're exactly right.
Which is really good, actually. That's where you want to be, you know, not towards the bottom and just right in the middle.
Well, there are 16 teams, and both individuals and teams have a chance to qualify for the state golf meet. There's an individual tournament, and there's a team tournament. And Wausau East, as a team, won their sectional, so they were able to advance as a team to be part of the team championship at University Ridge. And there are 16 teams involved. It's a two-day tournament. Yesterday was round one. Yep. Today is round two. And as you said, the Lumberjacks are right in the middle. They are tied for seventh after one day. Their team score of 26 over par is tied with DeForest and Edgerton for seventh place. I gotta say, whoever's on the Milwaukee Marquette team must be really good, because frankly it's kind of a blowout, because the top team is so far ahead of everybody else at this point.
Oh wow.
They are four under par as a team, which is pretty amazing at that course. It's a very difficult course.
Second, that is impressive.
And second place Hudson is 16 shots behind. I mean, it's a big lead for Marquette. Wow. And then there, you know, the teams are pretty, you know, if you go between Hudson and Wausau East and Edgerton and DeForest, there's a narrower gap between second and tied for seventh than there is between first and second.
Well, there you go.
So, but there's another day of the tournament, and obviously things can always change, conditions and everything else. Yep. So Wausau East will be teeing off as a team at 12:30 today. So best of luck to the Lumberjack team. Ted Schwinline, Cooper Bjorke, Sawyer Kroms, Brody Tranto, and Sam Barthels. They are all involved, and Ted Schwinline had a nice round in the individual tournament. He's tied for 14th. He had a 2-over-par score yesterday, so he had a nice round leading the way for Wausau East. So, got good coaching, I hear. So,
mm-hmm. Well, best of luck to the Wausau East golf team, and best of luck, Dad. I hope it goes.
It's got to be fun for him, right? He goes out with the team and coaches as they go around, correct?
Yep.
That's that's really cool. And it's a wonderful golf course, University Ridge. So it's tied for seventh. Hopefully the Lumberjacks can move up. The teams that are tied for fifth are Germantown and De Pere. They're three shots ahead of East Edgerton and DeForest. So hopefully they can move up and try to get maybe a top five finish before all is said and done here today.
I hope the weather is nice as well.
It should be. It looks like today.
The weather was pretty nice yesterday.
Yeah, I think everything's going to be okay here today. But that's a quick look at some of the high school athletes that are still in action, even after graduation. Yep,
that's
school
right.
year is over, but still some activity going on as well. The time is 7:29 here on this Tuesday morning. We will have an information update coming up, and then back to Pat Kreitlow. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
When you look around your rural community, do you think about AI? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Well, you may not, or at least not now, but there are investors looking at rural communities as their source for data centers. That's the word from Jeff Johnston. He's a lead economist for infrastructure with CoBank. He says it's a remarkable development right now, and it's especially focused on rural America.
When we talk about AI, there's geopolitical implications to us in China. There are economic implications as well in terms of productivity and growth. So the stakes are enormously high. The amount of money that's being spent by the major data center companies like Amazon, Microsoft, Meta, and Google is nothing short of mind-blowing. And again, rural America is taking center stage in this AI revolution.
That's Jeff Johnston with CoBank talking about AI development data centers. And he also notes that this is closely related to the broadband gap that they're working on closing in rural America. He says if both efforts are going to succeed, infrastructure in rural communities has to play catch up. While the markets this morning look like they're trying to catch up as far as soybeans, at least, numbers and the latest crop progress report next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
These cooler temperatures are definitely helping some of our Wisconsin crops. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows as of Sunday across the state, 70% of our winter wheat was rated good to excellent. That's up 3 percentage points in a week. Looks like 88% of our oats in good to excellent condition, also up 3 percentage points. And the all hay condition this week, 81% good to excellent, up 3 percentage points. Markets in overnight electronic trade for a Tuesday morning. Right now, July corn's down 2. December new crop down 2 at 4.36. July soybeans currently 3 cents higher. November new crop up a penny at 10.31. July wheat down 4 at 5.38. 40-pound block cheese on Monday was up 2.25 at 1.88. The AA butter dropped a half a cent to 2.55 a pound. The July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently up 6 at 1888 a hundredweight. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today, our high in the low to mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he hosts the Todd Alba Show, appropriately named from 2 to 4 across the network. Todd Alba joins us after 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Here's a reminder of that Scotty Summer Text to Win contest keyword for this hour. Tan, T-A-N. That thing that you hope to get and not a burn. The keyword is tan, T-A-N. Use that Civic Media app to text it for this hour's prize of $100. And you'll also be entered in for two of the great grand prizes, weekend getaways in the Wisconsin Dells area and to Door County. So again, tan is this hour's keyword, and you got to text it by the end of the hour. We had Christina Lori on earlier, who puts together our daily newsletter here at Up North News. You can sign up for it at our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Among the stories, Parker, is about National Dairy Month, and of course, we make a lot of cheese here, and not every flavor cheese is for every taste that's out there, but there are some folks who love their cheese, shall we say, pungent, downright stinky, if you will. And that would include perhaps the stinkiest of all, Limburger. You ever try it?
Limburger? I don't even know if I've heard of that.
You've never heard of Limburger?
I don't think so.
It is, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary here, surface-ripened, aged, and famously malodorous, as in smelling very unpleasant. It was traditionally in Northern Europe layered between slices of dark bread with raw onions and horseradish or mustard and washed down with good local beer. And more than one person has quoted that Limburger, you know, at first sniff, really is kind of the stinky feet sensation.
I'm reading foot odor is what I'm finding here. Yeah, that's not great.
There are people who swear by it, and so Food Network, as they list all of the iconic eats and drinks from across America's Dairyland, does a little focus on Limburger as well. America's lone remaining Limburger cheese factory is a Chalet cheese co-op, and they still make and distribute more than 1 million pounds of Limburger annually, and they're all located in the town square in Little Monroe. Oh, and I can't. I can't be too critical. I mean, I wouldn't try it. But I also know that we have come a long way from, just processed, American cheese. You know, there's cheddar. I've now learned to appreciate an aged cheddar. I've really learned to appreciate an aged Gouda. I used to never want blue cheese, put blue cheese on a hamburger or on a salad or whatever. I'm like, well, that's mold. Why would I put mold on there? And then, of course, I tried it. And I liked it.
Pretty decent,
I love blue cheese on everything. So there, Limburger. That's the thing for y'all to try next is challenge your cheese taste buds for something new and see if you can go up the scale a notch. Maybe not all the way to Limburger, but
ease yourself in.
So, yeah. So again, that story's in our daily newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com. Tony says, oh, I love Gouda. Yes. And about the Limburger, he says, sounds fancy and terrible. matter of opinion there. We also have a Sunday newsletter that I put together. It's called, not all that creatively, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And on those Sunday mornings, you can get some of the best of what we covered for the week in news. But we also have a question of the week. And it actually came from something that we were discussing on air here with Chad Holmes. And Chad will be along in our next hour to talk to us about stories he's covering in the Wausau area, where there is discussion on whether it is time to move from a mayoral form of city leadership to a city manager. And other communities have tried that, or maybe have gone back and forth to a city manager. And at the county level, there have been professionals who have been appointed as county administrators as opposed to an elected county executive. So that's our question of the week is, you know, for your city and county, would you want somebody elected, somebody local, or do you want to get above the politics and have a professional who's appointed? So mayor or city manager, county executive or county administrator, that's in our weekend Sunday morning newsletter. And of course, you can answer it by email as well. Just send us an email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Again, radio@upnorthnewswi.com, and share your thoughts on that. Coming up on the Civic Media Radio Network later today, Dan Schaefer is pinch hitting for Maggie Dawn. Now, Dan will also be with us during the next hour, but before he hosts and fills in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon, he's going to publish his latest column for Civic Media and the recombobulation area. And a lot of it is about the chatter coming up for the state Democratic convention. And he's going to give his take on some of how those conversations should be going. And then he'll talk all about it when he fills in for Maggie Dawn with his guest co-host, Angela Lang from Block. So quite the dynamic duo that you can catch this afternoon from 4 to 6, right after Todd Alba's show from 2 to 4 across the Civic Media Radio Network. Up North News belongs to Courier Newsroom, a pro-democracy newsroom with many newsletters and podcasts and series, not just this fine radio show. But here's a new one that they're starting. It's called Represent, and it follows Deja Fox. She's an activist. She's a political strategist. She's a digital content creator. And now she's a candidate. She's running for Congress in Arizona's 7th Congressional District. And so our Arizona outlet, the Copper Courier, is going behind the scenes to document Deja Fox's insurgent campaign. And so if you want one of those, peek behind the curtains, what's the sports version on ESPN? Is it where they go behind with a football team all season long?
Hard Knocks? I think Hard Knocks.
I don't think there's a question mark on there, but yeah.
Okay.
Think it's Hard Knocks. Isn't it fun? I love Stump the Producer. Always a great game to play. Anyway, you get the same version, but of a political campaign for this campaign in Arizona. And again, for that, you can search for Courier Newsroom on YouTube and then scroll down the YouTube page to the videos for the new series called Represent. Along with all the other newsletters and great things that are there at couriernewsroom.com. We talked earlier about how Robert Kennedy Jr. has just fired the entire vaccine advisory panel for the Centers for Disease Control. What could go wrong, right? As we know, the cuts that the Trump administration wants to make are even bigger than that. And so here's the latest shoe to drop. This one from a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story saying that 9 Wisconsin clinics could lose funding for HIV testing after the latest funding freeze and a flurry of grant-related changes nationwide. And the article says the Trump budget proposal for 2026 looks to make cuts to HIV prevention in clinics and community organizations. The high-impact HIV prevention and surveillance program for health departments covers HIV testing, prevention medication costs, and treatment for other sexually transmitted infections like syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. The Centers for Disease Control awarded $400 million to 59 health departments nationwide for this 5-year grant, And Wisconsin, in the first year alone, received just under $2 million. The second year of that grant was due to start on June 1st, and while Milwaukee clinics are waiting on word about the future of their CDC funding, they're also trying to make plans for how to keep services available. The Journal Sentinel quotes a clinic operations manager for the Brady East Sexual Health Clinic as saying they were slated to receive $50,000 per year, but will use emergency funds to keep free services accessible while they look for alternative funding options. Chris Allen, the president and CEO of Diverse and Resilient, says the pause in funding undermines efforts to address the health disparities and violence that our community faces. And again, it just really leads to the uncertainty. We've spoken in the past with Tanya Atkinson from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin about the ongoing efforts to slash their funding, which does not go to any abortion care whatsoever. It goes to the basic health care services that they provide in their clinics located all throughout Wisconsin. And these basic health services and now HIV testing are in danger. People say, well, if you got emergency funds, you'll be fine. They're emergency funds. They're going to run out. And so we can either, once again, depend upon the benevolence of billionaires who will eventually fund these things, or we can decide that that's a better use of our tax dollars than giving tax cuts to billionaires. The Journal Sentinel list of other clinics that are facing cuts from the Trump administration include Benedict Center, the City of Racine Health Department, the Eau Claire City County Health Department, Empowering Community Action Initiative, Outreach Inc., and UW Health. And again, in every one of these places, there will be somebody that says, well, gosh, there's so many places. There can't help but be, you know, some kind of waste, fraud, and abuse in these things. Maybe so. Maybe so. So you do what? You investigate? And you prosecute when you find it. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater or the baby's vaccines, as the case may be. But that's exactly what the Trump administration is looking to do. And again, not to save you any money. Not to save you any money. Just to make your life just a little bit harder. One more note from out of the Milwaukee area, the old Pabst Brewery in Milwaukee's Brewery District. And I bring this up somewhat for personal reasons, because for a very short time in between jobs in the Milwaukee area while Sherry was going to med school, I worked in the offices of the old Pabst Brewery. And, you know, again, just a really cool district, a lot of history there. And a lot of folks are familiar with the big Pabst neon sign, you know, in five big neon letters on a catwalk, basically, that goes between two buildings there. And apparently, according to an article in the Milwaukee Business Journal, the Pabst sign could be trading at neon for LED lighting. The proposed lights would be laid out exactly the same. The Brewery Neighborhood Improvement District, which is the steward of the sign, is attached to the bridge that connects what are now the Malt House Apartments and the Brew House Inn and Suites. And I have to say it now, I haven't been there for a few years here, but again, there are few things more satisfying than seeing when you can take an old neighborhood and old buildings and fix them up and have like an entirely new neighborhood without having to get out the wrecking ball. I know I've mentioned the Walker's Point neighborhood in downtown Milwaukee previously, where again, when we lived there 30 years ago, it was a dump. It was just all old buildings, old warehouses, and it is now fixed up so nice that you can definitely spend a weekend at one of the nice boutique hotels down there, great restaurants, good shops, and that's certainly what they're trying to do up in the Milwaukee area as well. So up there at the old Pabst Brewery, the Milwaukee Historic Preservation Commission this month recommended approval of a request to repaint the lettering, but they have not yet taken a final vote on the lighting, hoping that they would be able to do that, because otherwise, if you have to repair the neon glass inside, you've got workers, you know, dangling 80 feet up in the air, and a task that can cost a few thousand dollars compared to the much lower, less energy using LED lights that could go up there instead. Again, tan is our keyword for the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. And we'll have more coming up mornings powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network in just a bit.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
On Tuesday, the Marathon High School baseball team is looking to punch a ticket to the state tournament. First, the Raiders will take on Elkmount in a Division III sectional semifinal. With a win, they would take on either Barron or Spooner in the sectional final immediately after. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 12:50, and the first pitch for the sectional semifinal is at 1 p.m. Live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Playoff Baseball is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon High School Sectional Baseball, Tuesday, starting with the pregame show at 12:50, first pitch at 1 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
And good morning again, everyone. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on Thursday morning, we'll be joined, as we are every other week, by the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stensel. And one of the things we'll be talking about on Thursday is a rally that is coming on Saturday. I'm going to connect the rally that's going to happen here in central Wisconsin to what is happening with our president, what is happening in
Los Angeles, what is happening with our country right now. First, let me let you know that on Saturday, June the 14th, Flag Day, King Donald's birthday, there's going to be a No Kings rally. No Kings. We're coming up on 250 years since the Declaration of Independence and the fact that we have to tell some people that this country does not want kings is still pretty amazing. But there will be a No Kings rally hosted by North Central Wisconsin Indivisible this Saturday, June the 14th, Rib Mountain Drive on the sidewalk between Parrot Lane and Starling Lane from 12 noon until 2 p.m. It is basically for this community to say, we believe in democracy. We believe in our system. We are united, and we will refuse to be ruled by a dictator. North Central Wisconsin, Indivisible, the host of this event, believes strongly that Flag Day is a day to honor the American flag and the principle it represents, including freedom, honor, respect, and unity. Donald Trump has divided our country, disrespected our citizens, stripping away our freedoms, and has acted with dishonor as our president. North Central Wisconsin Indivisible says we will not allow him to take Flag Day and a day to recognize the U.S. Army and the brave men and women who fought for this country to spotlight himself. The organizers encourage the community to join them, bring signs that show your love for our country, our flag, our freedoms, and the respect our veterans and United States Armed Forces deserve. And they do underline the fact that a core principle behind all No Kings events is a commitment to nonviolent action. They expect all participants to seek to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with our values and to act lawfully at these events. Weapons of any kind, including those legally permitted, should not be brought to events. So we'll get more about this event on Thursday when Nancy Stensel joins me here in studio. And to connect this, what will be happening here in Central Wisconsin? What's been happening here in Central Wisconsin? What will continue to happen here in Central Wisconsin to what is happening with the current administration and the current circumstances in different areas of our country, including in California? I saw this morning, I get a newsletter from Craig Calcaterra. It's a baseball newsletter along with news and things that are going on.
Right.
And he quoted part of the Declaration of Independence. Part of the Declaration of Independence has a citation of injuries and usurpations by King George III. And part of the Declaration said, and this was about King George III,
mm-hmm.
and I think it could be said about Donald J. Trump in these days.
I would agree.
He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. Yesterday, Donald J. Trump mobilized the Marines and plans to deploy hundreds of them on the streets of the American city of Los Angeles, California, in order to combat peaceful protesters. Peaceful protesters. Trump also doubled the deployment of the National Guard troops to 4,000. Calcaterra says, Marines are trained soldiers whose job it is to kill America's enemies and, as a matter of federal law, are completely barred from law enforcement activity. Which means that Trump either wants them on the streets of L.A. to kill Americans who Trump has decided are his enemies, or he simply wants to make himself look like a military strongman. Neither of those things are compatible with American democracy or basic morality. Calcaterra says, indeed, like so many other things that Trump has done over the past 4.5 months, this act is something that would get any single one of his predecessors impeached and removed from office.
Seriously, what are we waiting for?
And again, they are trying to make this bloody. Trump, Stephen Miller, and others. Because this has been a peaceful rally. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump wants bloody confrontation. And by doing the acts he's done, by bringing in Marines, by expanding National Guard presence, he wants to foment a violent response. And Calcaterra says he wants to kill people. They are trying to characterize the protesters as insurrectionists. And yet, he does not believe that the folks who charged into the United States Capitol to try to overturn an election in January of 2021 were insurrectionists, but peaceful protesters saying no, no to what Donald Trump is doing are insurrectionists.
Just a so, warped sense of justice is all it is in his mind.
He so again, real quickly, good, No King's bad. Rally hosted by North Central Wisconsin Indivisible Saturday from 12 noon until 2 p.m. So we'll have more on that with Nancy on Thursday.
Yeah.
Coming up, another hour of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police fired tear gas at anti-ICE demonstrators during a fourth night of protests in L.A. California is suing over President Trump's deployment of the National Guard and now the Marines, CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The suit calls it a, quote, unprecedented power grab and misuse of federal authority.
Medical experts like CBS News contributor Dr. Celine Gounder pushing back after Health Secretary Kennedy removes the CDC's entire panel of vaccine experts.
It injects political instability into a process that's traditionally been nonpartisan, not political, and rooted in science.
Police in Austria say eight students and a teacher have been shot and killed at a high school in the city of Graz. The suspect also died. CBS's Holly Williams.
According to local media reports, there are a number of injured people, including both students and teachers. We have no confirmed information at this point about the motives of the attacker.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah.